Let's do this, motherfucker. What's going on, everyone?
What's going on?
Two Blunt Podcast.
Back at you. One more time.
Mofos and Mofets.
That Mofet.
Yeah.
That Mofo. What y'all doing out here?
What's going on, everybody? Good times. We're going to go with these vibes. You know, we hit them with a little Luther. They know about this.
You know, I know this song. I just know the music, though.
I hope you know this song.
And I don't know the specific name of these people. You know what I'm saying?
Luther Vandross? You ever know Luther Vandross?
I know Luther Vandross. I can't connect the music to the Luther.
Okay.
Like, with these long-ass motherfucking intros that you have. But I mean, if it's real people playing that music, you're going to want
to. Oh, they was getting there. They was getting their time in. Yeah.
So I get it. I know they can buy a desk with a computer. I need you to play the guitar or something. The band.
Right?
Yeah.
I want all my licks. What's going on, Two Blunt Podcast? Mofos and Mofets, it's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Keaton?
Nothing much, man. Smoking some roach blunt this week, man.
Oh, you just off the roach today?
Yeah, I said, fuck it, it's Thanksgiving. Smoke one for the family. And smoke one that everyone in the family has smoked already.
It's going to be kind of like the equivalent of the turkey.
Yeah.
Everybody gets some of it.
I mean, yeah. Or if you think about it, you know, it's a COVID blunt.
By the time you get to the end of it, it ain't very good.
It's not very good in the beginning, middle, or end.
You a turkey eater?
Yeah. Yeah, I fuck with turkey. I don't like it, though. It's got to have some juice to it. Not that dry-ass turkey.
It's rough, huh?
I mean.
You eat fried turkey?
Yeah.
Fried turkey's all right. I only fucked with it once. Sister came through with some of that shit. That shit was pretty solid.
You fuck with smoked turkey?
I don't think I ever had none.
You never had grilled? You got a grilled turkey down there.
Oh, shit. I have to check it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's about that time, right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
that's my jam. Yeah, I thought this was a real song.
Chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You know what time it is. Thanksgiving time. You ready?
Yeah,
you
man.
Excited for it?
Bro, I'm about to cater my own Thanksgiving.
That's your shit? You all about Thanksgiving?
I like the cooking. We about to do a bunch of cooking. We about to do a bunch of chilling, smoking.
You got a lot of family coming,
20,
coming through?
20 plus people probably coming through.
Oh, so you having it. You doing the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I wanted to. You know, I actually wanted to go on vacation for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I changed my schedule. Now I'm working like through the week, so I can't just...
Where was you trying to do like some other shit for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Steamboat Springs.
Right? Oh, okay.
Steamboat Springs, eating trout, like potatoes.
Now here you go with that seafood shit again.
That is freshwater fish, sir.
I know, but it's still.
You never had trout?
Colorado making you? They telling you to eat it?
No, I like trout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like trout before.
Just making sure you know they like what the urchins, the sea urchins or whatever that California.
No, Colorado. I mean, Colorado ain't gonna make it to see the trout. They probably don't even want us to. They burnt down half the goddamn forest and this motherfucker, so they probably want us to keep out. But I just want to go. I mean, I don't want to catch the fish. What I'm going to do with the plan is, what the plan was, I was going to go out there, I'd fish for a little bit. Once I failed, which I planned to do, I was going to hit the store, give me some trout, you know what I'm saying? Cook it on the grill. I was going to get the hot tub and just chill out there.
Oh, you're going to get like Airbnb?
Yeah.
Have you done those?
Yeah.
I've never done an Airbnb. They always look interesting, but then they be
it's scary. I don't like it at all, to be honest.
They be having hella rules and shit. Like, it's the rules. Weird. And then
I'd rather just stay in a hotel and risk that $200 deposit for the smoking in the room, which I never got caught for smoking in the room, but I did get caught for like spilling wax all over the floor, like weed wax.
What the fuck was you doing in the room? No, I don't even want to
know. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
All right.
Good friends, though. We had good friends, good time.
Okay.
And then there was an ample
amount
of wax.
What's your favorite dish, I guess?
Well, I think I dig the dressing or the stuffing for white people, but I dig that either way. It's always made kind of the same.
Okay.
But I dig that. It's bread, though, so in my head, I'm like, I shouldn't be eating all this bread. Yeah, but it's a combination, because it's like, it's the dressing, giblet gravy, cranberry sauce, right? And then on the side, some meat, turkey, chicken, whatever, and then yams, macaroni
chicken?
And cheese.
You said chicken?
Yeah, I've thrown chicken in dressing before. I've thrown seafood in dressing before.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't. You be doing shit. I don't see.
Yeah, I try shit out.
I don't do all that shit, man. Just turkey, some mashed potatoes, you know, keep it simple.
Mashed potatoes. A
couple rolls here and there, and then we straight.
Oh, we have like a menu.
I want a TV dinner, basically.
Yeah, you can go get that.
I want a homemade TV dinner.
You don't eat dressing?
I've had it. What? I've had it before. We'll say that. I don't know. I don't like, it's not my shit. It don't happen very often.
Damn.
Like, when I cook, I don't grab it to cook.
Like, I don't think you should cook, cook bread stuff like that. It's cornbread and bread.
I know what it is.
But you shouldn't eat that every day.
No, I'm just saying, like, for Thanksgiving and shit. Usually, like, we don't do, like, the big family joints. So it usually be, like, 3, maybe 4 people.
Oh, shit.
So it just be real simple, and it be motherfuckers that ain't really trying to eat, but we just eat because we supposed to eat. So it's just like, all right, here's a turkey breast, some mashed potatoes, some type of vegetable.
Damn.
Simple dessert, if that, you know. It just, we ain't got enough people. Like, it ain't worth all that. I'm not cooking all that shit for 3 other motherfuckers, man.
You know, I think our issue is not, like, so many people right now. It's the size of the people. These people are about to come over here, and they're about to be gigantic. Like, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6".
Okay. Way to clean that up, because I was like, man, you can't just be out here calling motherfuckers big.
Nah, what you talking about, big?
Calling your family and friends and shit just big on the pod, you know what I'm saying?
Like tall people.
Yeah, you said, that's what I'm saying. You cleaned it up the way you first said it.
When I say big, I would say the other thing, which would probably be more offensive, like fat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cooking?
Yeah.
You doing all the cooking?
I'm going to do some appies. Gail's going to do the the dressing. Macaroni and cheese.
Who's making the bird?
Oh, it's already done. Okay. Yeah, get it, yeah. It's already seasoned. She's going to throw it in the oven. And she cooks overnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I want to go, I heard Popeyes do a turkey.
You going to get Popeyes to do you a turkey?
I might.
That sounds
good. I'm sure it's probably too motherfucking late now. We too late in the game.
No, you probably ain't, bro. What's the date? Oh, shit.
It's what? 2 days? 2 days from now? 3 days from now?
Yeah.
Whenever. It's close. It's too close. Like, I drove by, I drove by the Honey Baked Ham place, and there was like 40 motherfuckers in line already standing outside.
Okay, like, you late.
Y'all cats is wildin'.
Yeah, just go get a ham. My mom does ham. When she buys a ham, she pours Coca-Cola over it, puts it in a paper bag, and throws it in the oven.
Huh.
And that's how I've always had ham.
For things. So is it sweet?
It's like, amazing. I've never had ham like that before in my life, besides her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save me a slice.
I'll save you a slice, bro.
Let's try some new shit.
You can come through, bro.
Ah, just kick it. I gotta work.
Oh, you can, like, yeah, all that. Work, you can still come through.
You know, people. Yeah, that's why I do work, because then I got the next day off.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, now they gave me
take Friday off.
I got seniority at my job, so I got all the holidays off unless I want that
much. You get that Friday off?
No, I just get that Thursday. But it don't, like, my job don't matter. I work overnight, and I'm at the house. So
them
telling me a night off is just like I get to sleep at night. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like sleeping.
You fucks with the Black Friday shopping?
No, because I mean, I shop all year. What's the money? Don't you know? Like I'm hitting Amazon. I'm hitting everybody for their.
It's deals. Funny because you look at some of that shit. Sometimes it's some good shit, but for the most part, that shit they be like big spectacular, and they be like, man, that's $10 off.
Yeah, we talking that about ain't nothing. Shit. Yeah,
man, what the fuck?
It's just the hype to get you to go there, and then since you're there,
I don't want to go.
I ain't going.
That's a lot of people. That shit fucks me up.
I can't. Yeah. And it's probably volatile this year. I don't want to go do nothing on Black Friday.
Did you ever go when it used to be real crazy?
I used to work it. I used to work at Radio Shack.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah. And they used to come in, snatching stuff off the
walls, man. I went with my sister 1 year, and it was a Circuit City.
Yep.
And we was standing outside in line, and they opened them doors, and then people started. And I was like, man, look, y'all push me. Like, we gonna have to.
But see, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back then, you go to Circuit City back then. That's
they was like snatch. They was like running to snatch, like, VCRs, the pyramid of VCRs and shit at the front. Like,
yeah, running for VCRs.
Man. I don't even know if it was a VCR. It was the DVD.
I'm glad
that
I
wasn't that long ago.
I'm glad online. I worked in it. I couldn't. I never did. I never participated. You know?
I remember getting a TV for like $100 thinking I was coming through.
Yeah, it's a TV.
Old ass box TVs.
Oh man, you probably walked. Oh man, how'd y'all get out the store with them TVs, man? I never walked out the store with a box TV. Too young. box TV? What'd you do? Hit a flat, like a pallet jacket?
It's just a big ass. You had a cart, I'm sure. I think, I don't know. Are you just carrying a big ass box full?
I mean, I understand you get like a 75 inch TV, it's gonna be wild, but like, and you gotta put it in the buggy, but I'm still that box, man. How you put all that?
It's rough, man. It's rough. It's still rough.
You remember TVs you sit on the ground and shit?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what Thanksgiving, I remember. That's the thing. What you be drinking for Thanksgiving? You like, not alcohol, but like, I guess alcohol too. Do you drink for Thanksgiving? Do you like drink?
Nah, I don't drink. I mean, I don't.
You're not an eggnog and whiskey type of nigga.
I don't. Eggnog? Fuck.
And whiskey? That. Yeah, that sounds like lactose death for me.
Yeah, nah. That's.
I did it once. Good. I did it once.
I don't drink it. Nah, I don't drink. I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
I drink every once in a while, socially.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to drink for Thanksgiving?
Hell no.
You don't have like sweet tea for Thanksgiving?
Maybe I will. Maybe
Yeah, have a libation.
I've been wanting to try what is that shit? Moscato.
You never had Moscato?
No.
Bro, you need to send, I need to go to Sam's Club right now. I need to get you a Moscato.
Well, I got the, last year for my birthday, I got a bottle of the E40 Moscato.
Was it sweet as shit?
I don't know. I ain't drank it yet.
It should be sweet. Black Band, people made it. It's going to be sweet.
So maybe I'll drink that.
Moscato, bro, you're going to be an alcoholic. Nigga, I'm telling you, it's just... You like, just taste
that's
like
where
shit.
It's at. See, like I tried all that other bullshit, and I can't fuck with it, man.
But you gave somebody. I remember a long time ago, you gave somebody shit for drinking wine.
I'm sure I did.
That's so crazy. I remember. I felt so bad for that little nigga.
I'm gonna give myself shit.
Don't get. I mean, Moscato. Wine. Moscato's a whole different. It's wine for sure, but it's different. It's for niggas for sure. You once you drink it, once you get the right one, you be like, oh, this is for niggas for sure.
Well, he got like mango Scotto.
Oh, shit. I need to find that shit. I know that's good. You ain't drinking that
Stevens.
Yet?
Nah, I ain't drink it yet.
You fucking up.
I know.
You fucking up. Yeah.
I felt like it's one of them, you got to say that shit for a special occasion.
But a special occasion?
I don't know.
Thanksgiving special.
I just don't drink. So.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not
going to. Ain't no occasion that special.
Wine
drunk
is weird.
Yeah.
Wine drunk is weird, though.
Is it? Uh-huh. So I should probably do that shit at home first.
It's like drinking a beer, but it tastes better. A little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Moscato in that situation is gonna taste a lot better. Like, have you ever drank a wine cooler? No. Have you, like Capri Sun? You know what I'm saying? Goofy shit.
The difference between a wine cooler and a Capri Sun is the bubbles, pretty much, right?
So no bubbles, just Capri Sun.
For real?
With a flick of wine cooler. 2-3 flicks of wine cooler in there. Yeah, Capri Sun wine cooler. But this
maybe I'll do it.
The homie back in the day used to go to Sam's Club, and I didn't know where he was going for the longest. I was looking all over for this Moscato. He stopped smoking weed, but he had to start drinking because the vice for vice. So he became an alcoholic, but he would only drink this certain Moscato. I'm telling you, this Moscato, he just had bottles of it. He would just give you bottles of it. It was at Sam's Club.
I got a membership.
Go in there, you find that Moscato. That's the Moscato. I can't drink it no more. My tummy. But my tummy.
Oh shit.
But yeah, the last time I had it, I was like, this is good. I was drinking it, and I was like, oh, it's bring one down.
Nah, I don't. Yeah, I just, you know, I only drink when we, you know, if we go out or something. Like, yeah. You know.
Yeah,
I have a drink or two. Johnny's wedding, I had like two.
Yeah, it was probably safe, you know.
That was it.
It's probably safe.
Oh man,
that was Johnny's wedding.
That was fun. Yeah. It was a good time.
Shout out
to Nick Johnny.
Johnny.
It's Johnny.
It's Johnny.
He'll be back. He'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Don't y'all worry.
Yeah. That's wild though. Man got married.
But yeah, so you don't do any. You don't do the online Black Friday shopping or nothing.
No. I mean, like I said,
you
I shop
on
all
the hunt
year
for nothing.
I don't, bro. I don't need nothing for real. First off, I don't need.
Man,
nothing.
I just be wanting to buy shit.
It's just a want. I want to say this dude told me you want in one hand, you shit in the other, and you see which one fills up faster.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I was like, damn, that's crazy. I still don't know what that means.
I still, yeah. What?
What's the poop got to do with it? Why is this nigga talking about shit?
My diet.
Yeah. Got it.
The wants may fill up
faster.
Way faster.
Because I don't even shit that much. You don't need to know my fucking cycle like that.
You don't know my routine, nigga. What?
Oh shit. Man, get on my back with that bullshit. You right. That's right.
Oh.
Old niggas be saying.
See, Thanksgiving I can whatever.
What?
It's eating.
No, it's not eating. I mean, it's congregating. You gotta watch football. You gonna watch football.
I'm gonna watch football, of course.
I'm gonna play Madden. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play Madden.
Maybe I'll get on some Madden too. Nah, I'm probably not.
Don't do that. You might want to practice because you don't want to lose to me when we play.
There you go.
You don't
want
to lose.
I'm not going to lose to you.
It's possible. Throw on the fourth. I already got the route picked. Going on four. I'll tell you to play. You need to stop it.
It's going to be a whole bunch of fly routes.
No, I just I don't know what it's called, but the running back zoom and booms out. And then I have another option with the tight end.
The wheel route?
Yeah, or something like that. It's just, he goes around the defense line.
Oh, shit. Oh.
I think I got enough.
Coach Keaton. Yeah. All right, you go and you run forward and then go the slant other right way.
And then immediately slant left.
And you with the ball, give it to him.
And then just give him the ball. I mean, nobody ever catches him. There's always, Madden is such a badly built game. There's always some way to just fuck the entire game up.
So you think you can out-science the game, basically?
Football is, you can think in between every time. Everything you can think in between the plays, man. I got it.
So you think you don't even have to know football?
For sure. I know I don't know basketball. I'm fucking great at 2K. until the basketball players get here on Thanksgiving. We'll find out.
Oh, you got some players?
All of them. Everybody's coming as like a person that's played collegiate basketball.
Oh, so you...
Yeah, I'm going to be the small person in the room.
You going to throw it out there, like, who's trying to get on sticks?
Yeah, every time. Oh, fuck you, niggas. People that played...
You just be graciously taking them L's?
I don't take too many L's, bro. I think the mechanics... Real? I get the mechanics way faster than I get the basketball. The basketball will come. I know the point guard passes. The small forward sometimes passes, sometimes shoots. I know the center in there. He does stuff.
Okay, so you
I got basic.
You got it, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How about? And there's a coach.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll get on the sticks.
Yeah.
I'm down. We can do that online, right?
Yeah. We can twitch it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put that shit on.
Yeah. Yeah, Twitch and throw it on YouTube. The disappointment in your face.
I'm ready for Christmas, guys.
It's your birthday also, though.
Ah, see, that's not even what we're talking about.
It's like, so which Christmas. One is more important, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
If you ask me, like,
Christmas
is more important, but I get it. I understand.
That was what you said.
I understand that's like, not the correct answer, but.
I mean, it's like, it sucks to have a birthday anywhere near December, even in February. Douglas, what's going on, man?
Another day sneaking in. Y'all good or what?
Yeah, we're just recording, man. Oh, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Now you good, man? You want to pop on a little bit? Yeah, I mean, we can hear you. You ain't got nothing to say. It's good to see you. You got something to say?
You got Douglas something to say. Douglas on the mic. Get Douglas in mic. Here. Say something.
I was just going to say, you know, we all go through things in life, you know?
Yeah.
It's not about what we go through. It's about how we handle those situations, how we react to it.
Yes.
Look at that man, Douglas, coming to preach on y'all.
He's been the most wise shit I've ever in my life.
Young Douglas coming to bless y'all. Give y'all something to eat on for Thanksgiving.
That's for Thanksgiving, huh? Food for thought.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I love this nigga.
Douglas, good to see you.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that's what's up.
Good to see you guys.
I see the shirt, man. Speakeasy. We shout it out on Speakeasy.
Shit. Speakeasy.
You want to shout out Speakeasy? We recording right now.
Shout
you ain't
out to Speakeasy. Skate. Got a lot of merchandise coming the way. We got the martini one. We got the all types of shit coming in the way right now. I can't even talk about it too much.
Yes, sir. Speakeasy.
Speakeasy Skate. Be on the lookout. Company. Get them. If you're bored and listen to it, nigga.
Got a skate park directory over 300 skate parks in Colorado. Things of that nature.
Oh, shit.
I ain't come here to promote.
Nah, fuck hey, that. Man, you fuck here that. Though? You so here promote
you
that
hit
shit.
That shit, man. You that's wearing the shirt we do. Already?
Fuck that. Plug that shit.
Plug that shit right now.
Make that money. Get your shit off.
Just Thanksgiving.
You know.
Yeah.
You excited? You ready for Thanksgiving?
I really don't celebrate too many holidays.
Good point.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I can dig it.
Everybody else is excited.
Yeah.
You gonna eat though, right? You gonna get down, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Did you see the menu down there? It's ridiculous.
Oh, you got a menu and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you wildin', homie.
Yeah, bro.
You out here tripping.
Yeah, I'm on the app.
You selling boxes to your family? Like,
you want a
plate?
We ain't gonna sell
$7.
No. We ain't gonna do nothing like that weird.
You just hooking them up with a menu, though.
Bro, but it's gonna be big niggas here. That's what
it's
I was
like. A lot of people that say.
Yeah. Like, but everybody gigantic. Like, everybody 6'4.
Darwin's
like 6'3. Yeah, Darwin's 6'3.
You gotta get footage of this shit.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna time lapse something. I wanna time lapse it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, just at least the in the office.
I gotta check out the menu, man. I wanna see the menu. Bro, what?
I can rattle it off.
That shit is wild.
Like Mackie and cheese, you know what I'm saying? Black eyed peas.
Greens. Like Mackie? Is that named with after the somebody? E
at the end of it.
Yeah, it's a name after something.
Yep.
Who's what? That? Is that named after?
Nobody.
Oh.
Not a person.
I thought somebody's recipe or some shit.
Okay. Nobody's recipe. But yeah, no, I got that. Black eyed peas, greens. I think Uncle Lynn's bringing like chicken wings, but
okay,
like 6 pounds of chicken wings.
Got some ham too, of course.
Yeah, ham with the Coke I told you about.
Yep.
Not that type of Coke, but Coca-Cola. And then 2 turkeys.
Okay, so y'all ready, huh?
Yeah, and then
what's on the dessert? Pie. Yeah, I was gonna say what's that?
Sweet potato pie, banana pudding. The homie's making a pound cake from scratch.
He's not going straight far from the fucking stereotype.
Huh? No, why would we straight from the like candy and we just said it to the lady who was just on
green bean potato. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Traditions.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Giving somebody familiar. Hey, you and him are in the same boat. Y'all be like, man, we don't do this.
Man, I mean, if you're at the crib, that's cool. We cook something real quick. Just something real quick. Like, eat, watch the football. Enjoy the day off, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. We don't do the family get-together thing as much.
Yeah.
So.
We grew up like that.
And fuck. But it sound fun. That shit sound like it's going to be. I remember when we used to have those. So
it's better than that we can drink, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it get wild.
Yeah.
About 7 o'clock it's starting.
No, I mean, because it's probably like it'll just be like a few of us drinking. It won't be like the whole crew because it's mixed in with older people. So they ain't going to be like lit. Maybe just get like, I don't know. I'm not drinking eggnog. And I don't know what you drink. What do you drink for Thanksgiving? I don't know either. Traditions. We looked that up. I don't know. Old fashioned.
Some brandy or something.
You think brandy?
I don't know.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm just gonna smoke up.
Yeah,
eat and then smoke a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You do that every day anyway.
I know.
Yeah, might as well keep saying. And niggas said, "Don't break
traditions." Traditions, right? We just going with a different tradition every day. Tradition,
it's a ritual. You know? At this point, yeah, we got this.
We just change up.
Y'all ain't smoking
blunts. I got mine.
We smoke it.
We got the roach right here.
Mine fell over there, but I got another.
Yeah,
little,
niggas.
Unless it fell in the box, so yeah. I got another little one right here. But yeah, we smoking, but. Yeah, no, I don't really fuck with that too much. So.
I think for the past couple of years, I did. We just got this house, and we were like, fuck it.
Which person bothers you most at the holidays? The person that shows up late, like super late, or the motherfucker that show up and then leaves super quick?
After eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga.
The nigga that don't come through, he come through, say what's up to everybody, get a quick little plate, and then be like, oh, I gotta go. And then just.
Because the niggas we know make 2-3 plates. Don't eat theirs. Make 2-3 plates and then leave with that plate.
Oh, they just come.
How do you do that? How do you feel
comfortable?
Yeah, what in your mind say? That's cool to do. Just come through and grab some plates. Just.
Yeah.
That's literally my only thing.
He
said, I got 5 Thanksgivings to go to. I said, how?
How the fuck?
Nah, man, that's insane.
He's about to have a refrigerator full of, like...
Just leftovers. Like he just got leftovers and shit. Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with this? I mean, and what is this thing about? What are we doing? What are we eating for? Is it...
Historically,
what are we eating for again?
Should we even be...
doing this?
I don't know. Traditions, right?
Traditions. Right. Yeah, what are we doing this way? Is it Native Americans, which I don't see much more of?
I'm not even going to act like I know. So
Christopher Columbo or something.
Is it Christopher Columbo?
Nah, not that motherfucker.
Oh, that's
going on. It's all tied to the same type of tradition. You know?
Yeah, it was pretty much, right? It was them breaking bread with the Native Americans, right? That's the general everybody you learn in school story was... The Pilgrims and the Native Americans, right?
Oh, man. Listen, you know, I'm going to take the school version. The school version is PC. You know what I'm saying?
They broke bread, so you just break bread with your family. You just eat. And
murder them after.
Right after.
Then forget about that murder.
Don't forget you poisoned the food. My bad.
I'm going to get out of here, boys. I got some sunlight.
Yes, sir. Douglas.
Young Doug.
Coming through.
I'm out.
Peace. That's the coolest person I know.
Love Doug.
By far. Douglas.
Young Douglas.
If, I told you a crazy story about Douglas. That nigga's wild. He was so mature at a young age.
Yeah,
and even like at 15, 10, so mature. Didn't make any sense.
Yeah. So yeah, you said you prefer the motherfucker that you don't like the one that leaves.
Yeah, because I've seen that. Because in my history of Thanksgiving here, we would go to a place. We would go to like I would call it a Crippin' Cousin's house.
Right. Right.
Just over there chilling with them. And we go somewhere.
What was that music?
I don't know. That's the music I play when I go over. When I walk up to the house. And I grasp the situation. It's like I'm playing Streets of Rage. Yeah, you know.
I was gonna say, damn, Streets of Rage. They live in the streets of Double Dragon.
No, because it's crazy.
You gonna open the garage?
Yeah, just in there. What up, cuz?
Crippin' Cousin comes sliding down.
Because you never know what's gonna happen. I'm not always in defense mode because I feel very safe around them. To be fair, because I'm related to
your family, right?
Yeah, so. But I think it's the unrest within them that gets me all. Because I remember one time I walked in the house and they pulled a gun on me. I was like, hey, I was just showing up. They were like, oh, good, we know what you're doing. You know who you was. Like, the only person you know is going to show up out of nowhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, they were like, we just fucking with you. I was like,
now that's wild.
Random gun in my face.
I probably never. Nope, I'm good.
And it was the last time I showed. I popped up, you know?
See, I don't. Yeah, we used to. We used to go to my grandmother's house, you know, mm-hmm. and eat there, and the family would all meet there and shit.
Yeah,
we ain't do all them extra families and shit. It was one and done.
The immediate.
Yeah, was there. He was there for the whole time.
I've never been to multiple Thanksgivings. That's even wild. When I moved up here, you know, just had my own.
Just be hitting houses, eating and shit. Mm. Like bruh man from Martin. Just come grab you a sandwich. Just
use all the toilet paper. Fuck. Yeah, no. Five. That nigga Douglas said five houses. You got home, we're going to five houses.
That's stupid. That's too much.
Is the gas money worth it, you think? Is it worth it? Is it workout? Five houses. This is a big place. I usually estimate 20 minutes in between each place you have to go. 20 minutes of gas.
I don't know, because I guess at some point, I guess you don't mind having some of those if you're doing like...
You don't.
Like y'all are doing, y'all having what, like 20 people, you said? Like,
yeah, but I'm pretty sure most of these people are staying around.
I know, but it'd be nice to have a couple of them like...
I think a few of them's going to scoop.
After a few hours, then it die down to like 15, 12, you know what I'm saying? Then it's not, you're like, all right, that's cool, but...
Yeah.
Nah, I would rather have, I don't know. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm.
If you cooking the food though, you gotta think you cooking the food. You putting all.
Yeah, you bring your ass on time. Don't be late. Don't be late.
Oh, you get so mad about that.
Yeah, I don't like.
So mad.
I don't like being late.
That is so funny.
I don't like motherfuckers being late. That's one of them pet peeves right there.
They have less pet peeves.
I try. You know. I try to not trip. I be trying not to be tripping, but you know, motherfuckers are stupid sometimes.
Yeah, I want to say at least 70% of the planet's pretty dumb.
70?
It's a lot of people.
That is. Nah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you disperse the smarts around. And it looks about right.
Maybe, I don't know.
76?
I was trying to be nice.
I used to say 16% of the planet. 16% of the planet is smart.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, since I moved up here, I see more people. It's fine. That was an Arkansas statistic.
What you saw more.
Yeah. Learn to do. How you doing? All right. How are you doing? So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
You buying gifts for Christmas and shit?
Yeah, I always buy gifts for Christmas. Even though, like, my Douglas, you know, Douglas, I don't really care for. I don't care for Christmas. I think both of us hate Christmas. Gail likes Christmas. A lot.
I like buying gifts. Oh. Which is weird. The fuck is that supposed to be? Oh, I'm soft because I built. Uh-oh. Is that me for buying gifts?
Like so happy in Christmas. You like buying gifts? That's what you like?
I do. That's nice, I don't know. Man. It's weird. I guess I get into that spirit and be wanting to hook motherfuckers up and shit sometimes to my detriment. But
I was gonna, for Johnny's birthday, I took pictures of the moon. And I know he likes stuff like that. And I was gonna pop him a picture.
Wait.
I was gonna either give you the picture to vinyl out.
Like
the eclipse. Yeah, I got shots of the eclipse.
You took a picture and you was gonna give Johnny. This nigga gay. You was gonna give Johnny a picture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The nigga likes, galaxies and moons and shit. Okay.
And I'm soft for wanting to.
I'm not. Did I even go? Did I? You didn't discredit your softness. I ain't gonna discredit my softness, my nigga.
I'm just saying.
I know the nigga like moons and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's in eclipses and rare events. Slide that for his birthday. Slide that
my G. I know you like moons and shit. So that, I took that this
nigga,
picture.
That nigga got me a shirt that was sick as fuck for my birthday.
I took this picture. And I blew it up for you.
That's a rare ass picture. That's a rare ass eclipse. Shit. That's a clean ass eclipse. You ain't gonna never see it again in your life.
I bet you I see it in 5 seconds if I look that shit up on Google.
It ain't gonna be took by your nigga though. It ain't gonna be took by your boy.
Oh shit. Yeah. It ain't from the hands of your homie, huh?
Your homie. You didn't know your homie took this personally in the back fucking yard. Shit.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh shit. That's funny. From me. Mm-hmm. That's where you got it from. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I took some clean ass shots, bro. You over there hating.
Oh shit! Nah, I didn't even hate. I mean, I didn't know that's the route. I didn't know that was I didn't know that was one of your many avenues that you was cruising down.
You know, back in my old time, in my life.
Oh, you was on your photographer shit for a minute.
I still got the camera yet.
You was.
You don't want to be on it. You forgot about the camera. Y'all don't know the camera.
Nah, I don't like that shit. But,
I know, man. It's fine.
Oh, that's funny. I forgot you was getting your photos on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's still funny though.
Yeah.
It's still funny as fuck. I was gonna take pictures. Oh man.
When you say it
backwards. That in my head, that's how I heard it. That's how I heard it come off.
Like my phone and shit. Bro, I got you.
You look like me. You look like Damon from Friday. Right, because
in my head, hey. Of the moon. All right, so it's a telephonic lens, zoomed in. You can see craters on the moon, but you can see. Now I'm thinking about it. The way I said it had no context to what I was thinking.
I mean, it was probably. It's probably a dope ass picture. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it might be a great fucking gift.
Yeah.
But you explaining it
was terrible.
Man.
It's terrible.
That's the true gift. Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. Cause in my head I'm like, you know, that's unique. And why I gotta be Damon from Friday? If I gotta be any type of gay dude.
Why standing
you,
there?
So you think of me to rape you up
like, hey, I know you like moons and shit. So I took this picture for you.
Holy shit. See? That is right now.
With my expensive ass camera. For your birthday, homie.
You know, when I say things like that, I forget how big I am.
It ain't even.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, now I took a picture from a friend.
Oh, yeah.
I took a picture. I'm not going to say it was from a friend. I took a picture. And then days later, when it was his birthday and I slept through it, I forgot. And then realized.
Oh, you was just going. Was you just going to post it to him?
No, what the fuck would I do?
Oh, you wanted to. You had to
like throwing a shirt or something. You know. You know, he just got married, so to the moon or something like that. Oh shit! Really hadn't fleshed the idea out too much.
Oh man, I hope that wasn't a.
This wasn't like a. Wasn't like an hour or 2 minute thing. It was like a 5 second. Oh, I could just take a picture of that moon that I put. Johnny like moons, and then boop. Next thought.
Oh shit! Yeah,
this wasn't like a. This wasn't a fleshed out idea, but
I'm gonna start going to stores like Guitar Center and shit. I'm gonna send you pictures. Like, see, I know you like guitars.
Okay.
So I took this picture for you.
But if you did that, because that has happened to me before, you know, and it's happened to me two ways. It's happened to people that don't know guitars and people that know guitar. Now, if you go to Guitar Center and you send me a picture of like a 1967 Les Paul that's like all black and it's got like fuck the white man on it, like some crazy shit like that, God ain't real, only take a picture of that shit.
Then I'd be like, no, that's not. I'm going to find the cheap basic guitar just because.
No, that's not. I would rather you take the picture. That's the other route.
To that first
bro,
one.
I've had people go, I sent you this picture of this guitar. You like this guitar, bro? No guitars in there. It'd be a whole acoustic, like a fucking ukulele. They'd be like, no, that's not what I am not Hawaiian.
I'm just saying.
So, I mean, that's the way it happens. They just say, you like guitars. Here's an ukulele. You'd be like, nigga, no, that's not.
Nah, I get it. Yeah. It's just funny. So I'm just going to send you random pictures now.
All right. And just be- don't start something you don't want to end. Don't start something.
Oh, shit, I am not going to do that. Yeah. That is weird. Fine. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
This roach blunt is very strong.
You're over there dying, huh?
Yeah.
That's that old school shit, huh? That's
it. It tastes horrible.
Is this a whole bunch of roaches put together?
Yeah.
Oh.
For Thanksgiving, man.
You are on Super Struggle Street.
It's like smoking with the family.
That's what y'all be smoking? That's what y'all gonna smoke?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, don't do that to them.
No, I mean, everybody's coming over. It's probably gonna bring weed, but I'm gonna buy 2 ounces.
Okay.
Just for 2 weeks. I'm not gonna.
You gonna be playing music? Y'all want some music?
I want to do karaoke, but all these people are weird. Can you imagine basketball players? Yeah, I'm ready.
They might.
Ain't nothing but a gangster.
You wanna? You need to use my Sam's membership so you can get some.
No, I got a Sam's Club membership.
Moscato for them.
No, I'm not gonna get these niggas drunk. They too big. What am I supposed to do? I'm 6'1", bro. I don't know how you handle all these big ass niggas been around you this entire time.
Just walk away, let them deal with that shit they sell.
Them niggas is big, bro. 6'8". Joe was 6'9".
I know. I'm just saying. Let them deal with it. Mm. They got it. Somebody else got that. Oof. Oh, man. What else is going on in the world?
I don't know, man. Did you see them niggas rob a Louis Vuitton store?
I saw the police beat the shit out that car, too.
What did they fight the car
for? Is that the one in San Francisco?
Yeah, well, I ain't seen nothing about the car, bro. I just saw the headline.
They ran in, and then when they was getting away, apparently some police showed up, and, like, they was trying to stop them full, so they started smashing the windows and shit.
They play too much Street Fighter. That ain't real. That shit ain't real. They fought the car.
They stopped them. I think they got him. Damn, I'm pretty sure they got him.
So Ken and Ryu, right? You showed us.
So what the fuck? Hey, they could have. That was probably the best option they had.
Well, they all didn't get away. It was like 14 people that robbed this place.
Yeah,
I want some wins here.
Nah, some of them got away.
That's weird.
I think there's a couple little smash and grab things that's been going on.
I anticipated this with the masks. I like it.
Do you ever want to like? Oh, you from Arkansas? They ain't never had no like championship shit happen.
Razorback shit, maybe.
Like the Avs won, and people started looting and shit downtown.
No, nothing like that. It's Arkansas. What
that was a long
loot?
Time ago.
We gonna take the trees.
I think it was the Avs. I don't know. One of these motherfucking teams won, and niggas be wilding out and shit. Would you ever loot? Would you ever?
Oh, if there's like a group loot?
Yeah.
Don't stop me, man. I'm going in. But it's what I'm
going. Where you going?
I'm going straight to Guitar Center. Are you fucking crazy? they going to be like, they're not even looting here. No, they got TVs and shit. I promise you in the back, you can make some money and shit. I'm telling you. Looting?
I think I'm going to like Costco or Sam's Club, man.
What are you
going to
get? A pallet of stuff?
They already got the big carts for you, too.
Oh, my. Go big or go home, sir.
So you just go over there and snatch an 85-inch TV. Just tip two of them joints over right onto the cart.
Wow.
Bow.
Wow.
I'm out.
No, don't.
Nah, I ain't got, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
You going to steal shit, steal in bulk.
Ah, God That's extreme at best.
You know what I'm saying? Just whoa. Cases of shit.
Chill the fuck out. What the fuck? It's a looting session. We're not trying to fucking take down the government.
Why not? I mean, what are we trying to do then?
We're just looting. It's just looting.
But why you ain't gonna get some shit for value though? What, you just supposed to just grab some random shit? Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's an event. It's not like an opportunity for you to like.
Wait, there's start etiquette your own, to. There's etiquette I'm assuming, to this shit.
Oh. No, nobody's knocking over entire Costco's for sure.
I mean, I would like.
See? Yeah, you'd be by yourself. You got to get the rest of the group. It's a group effort. Where the group goes, you got to
okay.
go.
That's why I'll coordinate a squad.
I'm gonna lie and say there's TVs in Guitar Center. Maybe play it up. You can start your own business. Make it be a rapper. You know, play it up, and then get them to go to Guitar Center. You loot with everybody. It's how you don't.
Okay, so I just got a plot and plan.
Costco gonna be fine. Ain't nobody looting.
I'll just show these cats with.
You know, you can start the whole riot. Start whipping people up. Costco bad. Costco eats children or something. And then let's loot Costco. You can whip the crowd up.
Shit. Costco is Satan's headquarters.
I see. You got the vision. You can let you with the
press. Saying? We just go in there.
Costco is Satan's headquarters.
If I got to go somewhere, you know what I'm saying? If I got somewhere to loot and I get to pick, I'm hitting that joint up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know all the shit I can get out of Costco?
No.
Man, you been in Costco?
Yeah, I've been in Costco, but my nigga, everything's big. You one nigga, you gotta carry it out.
There's carts.
You can't get a buggy that's not a part of looting. Why? Unless it's that much loot going on. Think about
then
it.
I see cats all the time with carts.
Yeah, you running over kids and shit.
Hey.
Okay.
Then, oh, here then you move.
Go. Do you think kids move fast?
Hey.
Damn, little legs.
Then you know what?
Casualty of war
shouldn't be in the loot process.
You shouldn't be. You're paying bad parents.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you should be punished for having bad parents. I think we all
are.
We're
what
all.
Are you doing
I was
there?
Punished. If I was punished for having
what's
bad parents.
What's little man doing here? He can get mushed too. If he go from what I got,
and if he you know moves around this buggy the right way,
little man next, tried to take my TV off the top. Take one of the TVs off the top of my stack. You know what I'm saying? I gotta mush
how
him
many
too.
Don't just TVs.
Oh, I'm not just going one.
One.
What the fuck are you?
Because you want to get multiple.
What is this? What is this etiquette?
Get an Xbox. You want to maximize your things. Your buggy is only so big. You're going to have TVs.
You got to play Tetris?
Because
I do.
Yeah, Tetris has a square around it. Buggies don't. Once you put TVs in there, you're going to have to stack the motherfucking Xboxes.
I'm telling you.
You're going to be tripping, bro. You're going to be running around with a. He's going to be on a pallet jack. He's going to be riding around.
Let there be keys in that joint. I know how to run one.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be in that mother. You tripping, bro. You ain't got to.
I might.
Shit. You got to chill the fuck out.
That's not. Why is that?
Why are you so fucking. You cannot go to Costco by yourself first.
I didn't say I was going by myself.
Okay, so if you whip the crowd up, you're going to be running over people. You're going to getting whole pallets. And then, here we go. How you going to get it home, brother? You're going to be riding down the street.
At some point, we got to plan this shit out, like, right? So if I'm planning.
It's chaos. It's opportunity and chaos.
But
that's all it is. Opportunity and chaos. Something chaotic has happened. We looting.
Right. But you get, I mean, you got
opportunity.
I find somebody with a truck.
Jeez.
I know somebody with a truck.
Okay, yeah, you do. I'm saying everybody knows somebody with a truck, but he got to be ready to go with your pallet.
If I say, hey, I'll give you one of these 85 inch TVs, we're going to go loot.
In Costco, them pallets be super weird, bro. You're going to get one.
No, they got stacks in the front. You know what I'm saying?
But you get one pallet. Because you're not going to get, you can't get two, three. You get one pallet of shit from Costco.
Yeah,
and
man.
And then you fuck up and get the Cocoa Krispies. All that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going in there for snacks.
So you gotta run all the way back to the electronics to get something to get.
Nah, the electronics is right in the front.
So you get the pallet full of TVs.
I get the TVs, I get the game systems, whatever's over there, you know what I'm saying? And then you flip that shit.
They got serial numbers.
Hey, whatever.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you just somebody will
that's
buy
why
it.
The
you
PS5 scalpers aren't yo. Like stealing them. You can't steal shit. Like,
are we beyond the days of just being like, yo, y'all want to buy this? I got this.
Yeah, we're buying it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gone. That's good to go.
Put it on Craigslist. Oh, well, whatever.
Serial numbers.
Man.
You got to buy them again.
Do you think they would?
Oh, fuck yeah. If you stole a pallet full, I'm coming after you for sure. Yeah. I'm Xbox. I'm coming for you. TV ain't gonna, I mean, TVs are on Wi-Fi now, so
but yeah. It's all through Costco, right? So Costco ain't gonna give a fuck. I mean, I'm sure they got insurance.
Yeah, Costco's pay for them.
So they just, take that hit.
You think they'll take that hit and then not try to find out who you are that took a pallet full of electronics, $1,000 per thing, probably. Like the PlayStation's like for.
Not if the whole city's being looted.
You talking about a citywide Aurora looting?
Mm.
You going to Costco.
Or just, fuck it. Just the Costco looting, nigga. If there's a bunch of motherfuckers.
Think you got analog, bro. You can't even steal the, you can't even really take the TV. I'm going to Guitar Center. Can't nobody find out what I took. I'm going to be on them. I can take six of them. I know.
But
I,
what you going to do with six guitars?
Oh, hanging them on my walls. What you talking about?
That's it? So, yeah. Oh, so you just doing it for sport.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for game.
No, I mean, I mean, when I was a kid, I was in a thieves guild. It sounds weird now saying it, but it was a bunch of kids.
We would stealing a ring.
Yeah, a thief ring, and we would go around, and I was the driver.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I drove, and then everybody else, because apparently I don't drive like that anymore. But I used to drive real crazy, and so
they just hook you up with.
No, I was still only big. If I was still steal something, I stole something like gigantic things like PlayStations and iPods. Like, I had to have a threshold. If I was going to steal something, it had to be over, like, $100.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
I mean, but, like, yeah.
For games, iPod, you know what I'm saying? Like,
PlayStation.
And it was, but you're a grown-ass man now, man. Step your game up. Grab you a 85-inch.
But that's in the looting process, bro. This was some elaborate thieving right here. We used to steal. We called it the Xmas Massacre. We were stealing Christmas.
I'm telling you, man. Like,
no, man. No.
So you just gonna go to Guitar Center and then you ain't gonna get shit for nobody else then.
You know, if you want a guitar, you can have a guitar, bro. You can learn. It's easy. You can learn easiest on that Les Paul right there, bro. It's heavy, but it's worth it.
But see, would you rather have?
And then I'm probably gonna go right back in and get some studio gear too. You know.
Oh, so you going back?
Oh, it's
so guitar. You can go back, but I can't steal a pallet full of shit
because I'm.
But
not,
you can go back
because I can put that in a car. Guitars can just fit right in any car I got in the house, and then I can go back for some studio gear that'll fit in the back. You know, so I can get batteries, little pedals and shit. I'm going in.
Well, hopefully my loot will be coordinated.
You
enough
know what though? Thinking about
you know, I like to organize shit, so I you know
we organizing chaos.
Yeah,
organizing chaos. Yeah. It takes too long, bro.
Nah,
you're gonna be in there trying to figure out what's going on.
You just got to plan it. You got to manipulate them. You know,
I mean, if you want to get in Costco, you're gonna have to whip a crowd out.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, but think about it, it's Black Friday.
Organized chaos. We saw that. What, January 6th? We saw that bullshit.
That was disorganized.
They tried to organize a little bit. I mean, they got all them motherfuckers down there.
Bro, did you see all the ambulance? It looked bad. They should not have had so many old people out there.
But they did it.
Revolution.
But I'm just saying, they did it. I ain't say it was right.
They got in the Capitol? It's because the president told the
I know.
Because
I get
nobody
it,
went to help.
That's the organized chaos. Like, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, but you're right.
And it wasn't powerful. It wasn't like, oh, they fucking.
Goofy at best.
But it was, yes. But they still did it. The little Giants, they still made a team. It wasn't all stars, but they made a team. Man. You know what I'm saying?
They like, played a hell of a game, you know?
There was a football team. Yeah. So,
it was lots of Rudys out there. A lot of Rudys. I'm just going down. I was like, oh my God. You know, I woke up that day going, man, that was a dude that he's having a panic attack. Then you read it, two niggas had a heart attack, somebody had a stroke. I'm just like, okay, hey. Right now
they was in there wilding.
Leave your grandparents and people with, you know, past illnesses at the house. Maybe they can get on the computer or something, spread the word that way.
Old motherfuckers gotta you know, they got something to say too.
If you can, I guess. If you find, just stay. You know what I'm saying? Don't get whipped up by everybody else. Think you missed a badass. Now you on the ground.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, because that's
got a tummy ache.
Them is the kind of people I need for Costco. Because then them is the ones that get caught. So then I can run down a couple blocks with my pallet and have a truck waiting because I got 17 old folks.
I mean,
in there trying to get they bulk vitamins and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit!
So then I can, you know what I'm saying? I get away.
This nigga said the bulk vitamin. Disrespectful at best.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Not the bulk vitamin.
What else was they supposed to go in there for? I don't know.
I think it's bulk vitamins for sure. If it's going to be.
I mean.
It might as well be bulk vitamins.
What else? I don't know.
Vitamins. They need
somebody got to buy them, right?
It's got to be them.
Because I don't know many young folks. Well, I guess so now, but.
Yeah.
Not before where the cats would be like, yeah, I'm taking my vitamins.
Yeah, my barber was a 20-year-old dude. He was young. See, he's like, he said, I'm 20. I've been cutting for 5 years. I said, damn, nigga, what the fuck? Like, you've had to figure it out that long, huh? It's about to be up.
Oh, that young protege, huh? Yeah. He's been doing that shit since he's 15.
He told me that
shit. Did you let a 15-year-old cut your hair?
Yeah. Technically, though, I'll let somebody that's 5 years from 15 cut my hair. Yeah, but, you know, lucky he's had a peppered life, so. Luckily.
Yeah, nah, I don't.
He's older. Mature.
I super don't let nobody. One person cuts my hair. That's it.
I felt very comfortable. Usually when I get my hair cut, I sweat. Like bullets. And the dude just hands me a towel. But usually in these situations where I recently got my hair cut, it's very, very sketchy situation.
What, you scared?
Yeah, it's like a nervous sweat. I don't like people touching me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I felt very comfortable.
So you ain't never going to get like no massage?
It's going to be a sweaty one.
That's nasty.
Yeah. I think the best way to make me feel comfortable is have some Arctic Monkeys playing right then. Right when I walked in, it was Arctic. It was something I recognized. The music I recognized. And it was like a barbershop. And I looked to the right and I saw the black haircuts there. And I was like on the wall that they usually have. And I was like, yeah.
The list.
The list of things I'm never going to get. And okay, there they are. And
do looked, people really, have you ever heard anybody be like, let me get that 14?
Yeah. I have actually, in Arkansas I have, yeah. Huh. I used to go to the same barber a lot in Arkansas. That's why he was the only person to come out here. He was bald. So it made me feel comfortable. So, yeah, I sweat in his chair as well.
Yeah, I got one barber.
Good job.
She been cutting my hair. Shit's going on over 10 years probably.
That's a long time to have one person cut your hair. At least I know your head though. That's very helpful.
That and yeah. And then I got my homegirl that braids my hair. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of people touching me either. Mm-hmm. But and I don't trust a lot of motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. So
the hand washing is what I need.
I get it, but I don't get nervous. That's just because I stick with the same motherfucker, so.
Yeah, no, I think all of my emotions trigger sweat.
You just.
Just sweat, yeah.
Just sweaty palm bandit, right? Yeah,
sweaty palm bandit.
Anything else going on in the world?
Not that I know of. I haven't been really connected.
You know, shit's been weird, man.
What do you think so? Why do you think so?
I don't know. I've been disconnected a lot, too. You know what I'm saying? Like. Be so focused on certain shit, like with all this moving and everything, like getting everything set up and everything. I didn't realize it was Thanksgiving until like last Thursday.
Wow.
And just sitting there, and they're like, Thanksgiving's next week. What about the schedule? And I'm like, oh shit, that's next week?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had like two, three more weeks. Yeah. Nope. We almost in December, fool.
Yes,
in
the year. Yeah, I knew. I knew it was. I didn't know what was going on until when.
I swore we was just talking about fucking like Halloween and shit. Like,
yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. But this is, you know, we do this every week. But it's when they told me at work you had to change your password, and I was like, holy shit, this is the last one before the end of the year. And I was like, oh, Thanksgiving. No, Thanksgiving. Oh shit.
Yeah,
So that's when it hit me, and I was like, "Holy shit! What am I doing here?"
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
It's getting wild, bro.
We're gonna do a end of the year
pod. We're gonna do a New Year's countdown. Is that what you want to do?
No, fuck no.
One.
Fuck no.
Oh, 10.
You'll start at one.
Yeah, I'm gonna start at one. I'm
one. Like, Happy New Year.
One. Yeah, we're here.
Does it?
Done. Nah. I don't even plan on doing anything for New Year's.
I think.
Besides stay at the house.
What am I doing? I don't know.
I don't know. We have family coming up. We have family coming for New Year's, yeah.
Oh, shit, y'all know. Doing it big again, huh?
Nah, not too big. Not too big. I think it's just Black
Eyed Peas. Not Thanksgiving bigger.
No, it's just Black Eyed Peas on Thanksgiving. I mean, on New Year's.
I don't eat that shit.
Big
surprise.
Okay. you've never had Black Eyed Peas? Or you just don't eat it? You had it once, you were like, fuck that shit.
I don't like the look of it.
It's a solid port. Looks mushy.
Looks
sketchy.
Don't look good. So
No, I don't. Trying to think.
Yeah, like I said, man. Real simple. Give me some turkey, some ham, mashed potatoes.
No gravy?
Nah. Yeah, gravy. Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. Because you got a
little bit of gravy, you know.
Little bit of gravy. Brown or white?
Brown.
Black.
I got
brown. White people eat white gravy.
I eat white gravy on chicken fried steak.
I eat white gravy or sausage.
What else
gravy.
Do you eat that shit? You eat it. People eat that shit with
biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
And sausage, white gravy.
Right. Pepper but gravy. Like, people eat that shit with turkey?
What?
White gravy?
Mm hmm.
Huh.
Did you get confused? Your brain just broke a little bit.
A little bit. It was a little. Like, yeah, what?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. White gravy on mashed potatoes. Because I'm, if you think about like a,
I don't,
an American Thanksgiving, like what I've seen with
white gravy, just feel like it make mashed potatoes runny. Like it feel like it ain't much. Well, I don't know.
Have you had white gravy before?
Yeah, like the peppered shit.
It's not runny all the time.
No, but I'm saying when you mix it with the mashed potatoes, it just make the mashed potatoes softer because then you just added more liquid to the potatoes. But it don't really give it much more flavor, like when opposed to like brown gravy. Brown gravy give it more flavor.
More flavor. Like you can, I hear you do more flavor though.
No.
It's just the gravy's just supposed to complement the mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes.
That's what I'm saying though. So but like white gravy ain't got much flavor to
how
it.
How many types of white gravy have you had? I feel like you only had the runny type.
Nah, fool. What you talking about, man?
There's that one that's good, if you let it congeal a little bit.
Nah. I've had like good country gravy and shit like
and
that.
Just like you don't, it's not it, more you need more flavor.
It just
So yeah. I mean, I'm gonna say the what I imagine are like the white American meals, like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, maybe some cauliflower, mashed potatoes.
They do what the white gravy, green bean casseroles and shit, right?
Yeah, green bean casserole for the only vegetables probably there besides the broccoli that nobody's gonna eat, and then like turkey breast.
That's like the all American.
The all American meal brought to you by Keaton Lewis.
You should put that shit on your menu.
It is. It's going to be on the menu. Easy. Chick turkey breast. I want you to just...
Oh, you're going to have broccoli and shit. You have some Brussels sprouts down there.
Lightly sautéed with butter and garlic.
Why your voice changed?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Fucking no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, that's funny.
Voice stayed the same the entire time.
I want to do some different shit. Like, fuck it. Let's just smoke some ribs. Let's just have a barbecue.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, too.
Let's just have a Thanksgiving barbecue.
I feel like that's the only other way you'll eat meat is barbecue. Barbecue or grill.
Yeah, for the most part. Keep it simple, man. Keep it simple. It's just food.
It might be.
We're just eating.
Yeah.
Do we really need to do a lot to it?
Sometimes.
I don't think you do.
Oh, no. Sometimes I think of food as an art, though. Especially sometimes when I cook, when I do sushi.
Well, that's because you like to cook, though. Yeah. So it's different for you, I guess. I like to cook, too, but I still don't like to eat that shit.
But what I like more than cooking is the plating. Like making the plate look different and cool.
Oh, okay. So you about the presentation, huh?
Yeah.
You be over there trying to... You be the nigga like smearing the shit. Yeah, smearing around. Yep. You be having all them extra bottles of just colored fucking sauce.
Yeah.
That nobody uses.
No, you use it. Maybe you'll accidentally use it.
You be making that bullshit ass, like, you be making like them bullshit ass fancy plates with like no meat, but just a whole bunch of like decoration. And so that you just...
No.
Just hungry as a motherfucker after it looked beautiful, I'm hungry.
Because I don't like fine dining like that. Because I still kind of mix the country portions in to how I cook. You know, it's always probably like way too much food every time I cook. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I can't really cook small. I did make dressing muffins one time. That's how I dumbed that down and made it smaller. But other than that, stuffing muffins.
Stuffing muffins.
Yep. It's cool.
That shit sound pretty all right.
It was all right. I mean, I had the gravy in the middle.
Oh, so you was on some shit. You was on some creative shit, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I'm only doing appetizers. We don't need no extra shit happening this Thanksgiving.
So what was the desserts?
Banana pudding, sweet potato pie, pound cake.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Save me a slice of that shit.
I tried to save you a slice of the last one. You missed it. I told you to get that one and you left.
Oh.
Austin ate the whole thing.
Damn, I forgot all about it. I be fucking up.
Yeah. You got to get it when it comes, man.
It's food, man. I don't.
I'm telling you, if you slide through, man, you're going to want to get, because there's not going to be anything left.
All right. We got to make a pit stop through. Is that what you're saying?
If you want some pound cake. You want some pound cake. You want to be on time, I guess, like you always want to be.
What time it start?
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, just no. Whenever. That's some shit. See?
I mean,
the food will be done. Set me up for failure.
The food at 12. 12. 2. 12 to 2. How about that?
All right. We'll see what's popping off. Yeah, I got to work, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I got to work that night, too, but I'm off that night of Thanksgiving. But got to work the night before, so it's going to be weird.
So you work Wednesday night?
Yeah, so I'll be up all night, and then I'll try to find some sleep somewhere in there.
Real quick.
Yeah, and then wake up, do Thanksgiving, and then.
And then you're off
for that night. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. See,
that's so I can sleep at night.
That's what I got to do. I got to wake up Thursday morning, go in there, work real quick, get her done, then get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
And then I ain't got to go back till Saturday morning. So
that's the job.
You know, got to love that shit.
Yeah.
Because that ain't normal. We used to work all the time. Like, it'd be every day.
Mm-hmm.
But they close, so. So, yeah, I think it's time to.
Yeah.
About ready to head up out this motherfucker.
Yeah, we could trap it up right now. Yeah.
You know, so. Two Blunt Podcast, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Mofets.
Yeah, Mofets. Mofos.
The Mofos and the Mofets. Keaton Lewis.
Yeah, man. I didn't know you could even, like.
We're going to get.
Mofet. If that becomes a word, Urban Dictionary, I'll just throw it in there for sure. I've seen it. It's just goofy.
It's Mofets, man.
Every time I write it, I'm like, what am I writing? Oh, wow.
But we going to get out of here, man. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving and all that shit.
And the other holidays.
Up, smoke up, eat up, stay blunt.
Yeah, too blunt.
You know, keep causing problems, family fights and shit. Start some of them shits.
Yeah, drunk uncles.
Keaton, hopefully you go and come back with some stories for us.
Oh, yeah, probably. 20 people in my house, and most of them are basketball players. If I beat everybody in 2K, I'll let you know.
I don't think you are.
I hope I do.
I think you could.
I practiced today. I'm doing bad. Yeah, I'm probably going to smoke. Like, no, I do not understand basketball.
Blow your confidence up.
I know I won't be the only person losing, though. So.
Two Blunt Podcast. We're going to holler at y'all.
Peace out.